Hey guys, we resurrected T from the dead. Her brain's not functioning 100%, but who cares? Welcome to Grungle, guys. I'm Lee, here with Red and T. What was that?
Oh, she's having a brain attack.
Cool. Nice. Those are very fun to have.
I love brain attacks.
Brain attacks are very cool.
LOL.
So, T, what are your thoughts on lizards?
Would you ever nail one to a cross?
How did you know?
I have a quote from you on this, on this piece of paper I have in my hand, right here. I have a quote from T saying, "I think all lizards are the Antichrist and should be pinned to crosses and burned at the stake." So, anything to comment on that with T?
That sounds about right.
Please explain your reasoning.
Hold on, let me throw out this crumpled up tissue paper.
I can't hear you. You're not speaking at a good volume.
I said I was pulling up the crumpled up piece of paper between my toes.
Your toes.
Why do you do that? Are you trying to collect some sort of substance for some other activity or something?
No, it's just to hold on to important notes.
Between your toes.
Yes.
Why don't you keep them on the desk?
Why specifically in between your toes?
What fetish niggas be like?
Because usually I put them in my shoes and I'm like, oh, there's something.
Why? You don't have any fucking pockets?
Yeah, I don't. So you gotta.
Why don't you have pockets?
Why?
Because I don't.
Out of all the.
Dude, what do you? What do you wear?
I wear nothing.
He's homeless.
You wear nothing but socks and shoes.
Yes.
You go to school with nothing but socks and shoes.
Yes, it's tragic.
What?
I got kicked out 5 times.
You just sneak in through the grates, or not the grates, but the
grates.
Yeah, the grates. The yeah.
Yes.
So call yourself this... Scooby.
Scooby?
Yeah, it's my dog. He needs to kill himself. So.
I'm so confused.
That's my dog.
That's not my, not dog, my homie, buddy. As in my black man that I'm friends with, but it's my actual physical old man dog.
T. T. When you first met Red, what were your first impressions of Carlos? What did you think of Red when you first met him?
Carlos.
I was like, oh my. It's a female like me, and then.
What gave you the. Wait, what made you fucking think that?
I don't know.
You first met me?
I actually thought I was a dead on female, not gonna lie.
People thought you were a fucking dude for some reason. I think you just said it as a joke, and people are like, what? What the? People are fucking retarded.
He's just stupid.
Red, what were your first impressions of T?
She was a bitch who never talked.
And who dies for fucking 4 months.
Yeah, and I'm still right.
Dead truth.
Speak louder, T!
Dead truth!
Alright, keep talking like that, you fucking bitch!
Okay!
Cool. For your information, here's a little behind the scenes, a little bit. T's icon on Discord, the platform we are using to, record on, her icon is a picture of, Michelle Obama.
It's kinda cute.
No.
It's pretty, political, if I say so myself.
That's what it looks like she's fucking saying. I just imagine her making fucking goblin noises for some reason. That picture.
She's speaking African.
No! Can't say that!
Why not?
So beautiful.
I
what the fuck are you laughing?
Alright, T?
Yes.
Isn't it legal to carry a gun with you in Florida? Just like on you at all times?
Unless you have like
what kind of gun do you carry with you? What's your daily driver?
Dude, you asking me this right now?
Can you speak up?
Are you asking me this right now?
Yeah, can you keep talking like that?
Okay!
Yes, I'm asking you this right now, that's why I fucking asked you.
Right, Jesus.
Did you say Cheez-It?
That's your daily driver. A Cheez-It gun.
Yeah.
Oh god, she's having a brain attack again.
Oh my god, thank fucking Jesus. Brain attack?
Yeah.
Fucking.
My head is the size of a watermelon. Doesn't mean they make fun of me.
Do people kick you around?
Yes, in the shins.
Okay, Katie.
Do you ever just see a little kid with a giant head and you just fucking, like, you kind of Mega Man slide through his legs and push him onto the ground?
All the time.
You just fucking slide under him and he fucking flips onto the ground. His head just explodes.
Stop, I'm gonna get flashbacks.
Do you ever do that to toddlers?
Were you that kid?
Do you ever just fucking roundhouse kick a kid in the face?
All the time.
Alright, rate your top 10 experience of roundhousing small children in the face.
Oh, man. It's so fun. I love it.
Alright, then rate your top 10 best experiences of that.
These nuts.
Oh my fucking god.
Oh, I'm sorry, T.
Jesus.
So, T.
What?
Tell us about how it feels to be roundhouse kicked in the face with a giant watermelon brain head. Because I'm very interested in that very topic. I've never experienced it myself. I just want to know what it's like to be in that sort of situation.
So being roundhouse kicked in the face is just very satisfying
round,
kind of feel.
Being round kicked. Round in Minecraft.
Being kicked in the face is satisfying. Gives you those hello.
Alright, restart.
My fuck. Alright. Getting kicked in the face is a satisfying feeling.
Alright, okay. No, just say that again. Alright, T, can you repeat that one thing you were saying? I didn't...
Yeah, I didn't quite get that.
I didn't catch you. Catch that you said...
Being kicked in the face is so satisfying. It gives me tingles in my pants.
Pants. My pants. Pants. Alright,
Pants!
Red, have you ever roundhouse kicked... T in the face.
Fucking god.
Yes, I have.
So satisfying.
Oh, there's string coming out of me!
I did it one day, like, off the top of the Grungle house. She fucking flew all the way to, North Carolina.
There's more fucking string, what the hell?
It's all fucking NASCAR.
Where is this coming from?
god!
I'm Pickle Rick!
Guys?
Oh my fucking god.
I don't know what's going on. I think somebody broke into my house, put a shit ton of string inside me.
Oh!
Damn. Jesus.
I think they're horrifying. Listening to what I'm saying or thinking or something. I don't know. This is very concerning.
That's...
I'm...
What the fuck were you thinking?
I think,
What were they thinking?
You know the thing I said about Doug Walker the other day? I think God. Somebody overheard me and they're trying to, like, fucking take me out or some shit. I don't think you guys are safe.
God fucking damn it.
Doug Walker is a very good man and he's very handsome.
No, I don't think it's Doug Walker's guys. I think it's some other fucking force. Doug Walker's he's been dead. It's like it can't be him. Unless there's like some company owning his name and his person. I don't know. Cause
yeah,
we all saw that footage of him getting fucking hit by 12 cars at once, right?
Oh yeah, we all saw footage of him.
He ran into fucking traffic and got hit by a car and just bounced them off, bounced off of them like
footage
fucking
of him
pinball.
Hitting one of his fans.
Yeah, those. So I don't know. I don't know who has who.
Hoo-hoo?
What?
Hoo-hoo?
As I was saying, Doug Walker. He actually, Doug Walker made money off of the, Doug Walker, he made money off the Iraq War.
No, are you serious?
Yeah, I fucking told you this shit.
Oh god, this can't be happening.
So T, what are your thoughts on being roundhouse kicked in the face?
Oh my god.
We already...
What are you talking about? We haven't... What?
I didn't finish my sentence. I didn't say we already talked about this.
I don't... I'm so...
Nice brain attack.
Guys, I think there's fucking string coming out of me.
Again?
What do you mean again?
God, that shit happens to me.
Nice brain attack.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
That was inside.
Oh, I don't think that was a string. That's my cum tribute.
Oh.
Can you make one of those? Can
yeah.
Just print out a picture and then
a cum shrine. Yeah, and I put some of it inside of you.
No.
I had hide somewhere. My mom
wait, unless I'm thinking of something else. What is it again?
A cum shrine?
Shrine?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Cum shrine. Yes. I'm positive. Cum shrine.
What's that? What's on yours?
You.
Huh?
You and my cousin.
Hey, can you, Carlos, can you turn off vibrate so we don't have to fucking hear that?
Yeah, Carlos.
Yeah, Carlos?
Huh? Who's that?
Red?
Huh? Huh?
Hey,
a little sniffing Irish.
You don't have to point that gun at me.
T?
Huh?
What are your opinions on Carlos? Like, what do you think of him when you first met him?
I don't know. I was spending the last 2 minutes sniffing Irish soap. I don't know what
are
the
fuck. Are you trying to get high off fucking soap? Soap? Soap?
No.
Soap?
No, that's a lie. That's a lie. I'm not getting high.
Guys?
I'm just,
Are you trying to get high off fucking drinking soap?
God, no. Yeah. I don't drink soap. I sniff it.
And gets you high.
What do you guys think about Beep?
No.
Beep.
Is that like some sort of Mario voice? I don't.
Beep
know
is a doing. Queen. Beep.
I don't think so highly of her.
It's kind of gay.
Beep.
Why are you doing a Mario voice when you say your name?
Beep.
Why are you doing beep? What the fuck is that? Why are you doing a Mario voice when you do it? That's really confusing and concerning.
Because Mario likes beep.
I don't think they've ever met. I'm pretty sure Mario's a, he's a,
That's a big fucking lie, Red.
What?
Huh? What am I lying about?
You know damn well that I like beep, so I'm trying to make up a story.
What? What the- Nobody fucking mentioned you, you attention whore!
Alright, idiot.
Shut the fuck up!
I bet you're from Scotland.
Fine. I'll just
get
this guy then.
Hey, guys, if you live in Scotland, or if you are from Scotland, or you are, originate from a Scottish family, fuck you.
Fucking hate you. Hate you if you're Scottish.
Or Irish. Honestly, fuck Irish people.
Yeah, what? They're kind of racist.
You hate me?
And Scoot, just fuck him. Like, whatever Asian-ese is, just fuck Scoot.
Asian-ese?
I don't know, he said he was, like, hurt, Japanese or, like...
Are you Japanese or Chinese?
I don't know. Maybe he was Hawaiian.
Japanese!
No!
Are you Japanese or
shut up. Are you Chinese or Japanese?
Can you say Japanese?
Are you Chinese or Japanese? I can't do the voice of the other character in that scene because this video would be taken down as a hate crime.
Do you know the way?
Thanks guys. That's been the whole episode. Hope you enjoyed.
What?
Huh?
This can't be happening.
That was epic.
So, T, what were your first impressions of Red? What do you think of him when you first met him?
Oh my god. I thought he was a Jewish woman.
Woman. What led you to thinking that? Like, is there any evidence that made you think, hey, maybe this Red guy's like a Jewish woman of sorts? Like, what made you start thinking this?
I think like midway when I was combing my neck beard, I was like, oh my gosh, his voice, his looks, that looks like a Jewish woman.
Okay,
you do know that in fact, is a black man.
That's fine.
Oh my god.
He's a black man.
A Jewish black. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Isn't Drake Jewish?
Who?
You know, from Drake and Josh?
Is that a movie?
Yeah. John, I remember JonTron, he was Josh.
Never heard of him. What?
I don't remember who was Drake.
What?
I think his name was, I think it ended with Sun. Like his last name? I don't remember it, but I think it ends with Sun.
You mean JonTron?
No, JonTron's son. Are you Japanese?
JonTron's son?
Oh my god.
You know too much.
T.
What? What?
What were your first impressions of getting roundhouse kicked in the face?
My fucking god, I'm gonna leave this call. I can't.
T, do you know what'd be cool?
What call? We're talking in person.
It would be cool if you can talk into the fucking microphone.
Yeah, that'd be a very swell idea, Lee.
Why don't you fucking do it then?
Yeah, how about I do it?
Do it!
Alright.
Okay, how about you actually bring up some topics instead of just going in the background being like, oh, yes.
Because I'm Mrs. literally Obama. Brain dead.
Because you're fucking stupid. You're fucking stupid, okay?
I know.
Alright, Red.
What? I didn't say anything.
Red.
Huh?
We are approaching...
No.
Vietnam. What are some topics that you've wanted to talk about that aren't from the list that you just want to talk about? Like, what are some cool things? Actually, be a host and just do something instead of just sitting there?
Ass.
Fucking fat ass.
Okay, my name's not Jeff.
What?
Huh?
I don't even...
Did you hear something?
If you guys ever...
Let's see.
Let me move my microphone. Have you guys ever, attempted suicide?
Does it count if my mom made me?
What pills did she give you this time?
Oh, it wasn't pills this time.
What was it?
Was it a red pill or a blue pill?
I said it wasn't pills, you autist. She got a That's rope cool. and started strangling me, and she had this needle. I don't know, like, what was inside of it, but it made me feel funny after I took it.
Yeah.
She was, like, strangling me with a rope, and, like, she injected this needle inside my penis.
Uh-huh.
Then I started seeing things. Like, I saw this guy. He was on his computer, and he's playing this, like, rhythm game or something. And he was just, like, playing it for, like, so long.
How long were you, like, sitting there watching this guy? Like, how long did it feel like?
It felt like 10 years.
That's touching. That's crazy. Have you ever talked to, like, a therapist or somebody that reads dreams or whatever about this?
Yes, but they didn't believe me.
They didn't believe you. But this is an event that happened in your head. It's...
No, it's not. It's true.
Okay.
So,
there was a man there.
What do you think caused this? Because if it was something injected into your brain, that led to your brain... Well, I know it wasn't injected in there, but I just... No, it goes to your head. It drives you insane. It...
Do you think it was the rare dojorin or something?
Oh my god, this is so unfunny. Okay, okay, T, you try and tell a story. Fucking Red's stupid.
Alright,
okay.
Should I tell you about the...
Hey, can you speak up?
Can you just shut up?
I'm fucking...
Oh my god,
dude!
Shut up.
You can't talk quietly because nobody will fucking hear you.
Okay!
I have a fucking reason. I'm not just trying to be an asshole.
Oh my god, shut up, Tom. No one cares.
Hey, voice of reason.
Alright, T?
Alright.
Tell us your little shitty story before I fucking get a gun and blow your fucking brains out of the back of your head.
I don't know why I can't do it right now, but okay. Alright, here's the story, guys. Alright, so, it was a subtle, night or afternoon. I came home from Taco Bell with a huge bag for myself.
Taco Bell's so bad! Why were you eating there?
Sucks dick.
because I want to eat, and I'm cheap.
Del Taco or something.
Taco Bell fucking sucks.
We don't have fucking Del Taco. What Taco Bell?
Red, just between you and me, I'm pretty sure T is, like, a Jewish woman or something. Like, I don't know what's up with that, but...
I think so, too. I honestly don't blame you. I just get this Jewish vibe.
Right, can I just finish this, please, guys?
Are you saying something about T is just very Jewy about her?
Yeah.
Hey, T, you should change your online internet shit instead of cringy, spelt wrong. Or it's cringy tea, you should make it Jewish tea, or Jewy tea.
Jewy tea?
Nah, I'm not gonna do that. Loser.
Why? What are you, some sort of fucking idiot?
No. Because I don't want to.
Just...
Why not?
Because I don't want to. I'm a free woman.
Can you say your fucking story?
All right. Then stop interrupting, please.
I didn't interrupt you. You're just fucking stupid.
All right, woman. All right, let's see here.
No.
So I came home from Taco Bell. Okay.
Taco Bell. Taco Bell sucks.
So I came home from Taco Bell, okay, and my sister was like, oh my god, and then there was like this little rat that came scurrying out.
Can you clarify what a sister is?
It's a little midget. So the little rat came running out, and my sister was screaming, she's like, oh my god, it's Ratatouille, and he freaking skittered into the kitchen, and my father's like, block the exits. So we blocked the exits while sitting on the couch eating 5 tacos. And, the rat came into the living room where I was eating. He went to the couch. And I screamed. And I dropped my taco and I was crying. I felt
you
very
sad. You fucking cried?
I cried for a week, okay?
You're fucking pussy!
It's food!
Who cares?
I love that food!
Are you crying now?
Yeah!
You should have ate the fucking rat. You should have bit his fucking head off and spit him on the ground.
I ran into the hallway and I jumped over my sister because she was laying on the floor.
You should have kicked her in the head. Caved her fucking skull in.
And
she sounds like a dumb bitch.
And I jumped onto the washing machine screaming and crying. And my mom went to comfort me. And
comfort you? A fucking rat. That's all there was. You were crying. Your mom needed to fucking comfort you?
Was the rat
my taco? I didn't care about the rat, my tacos, man.
Should have fucking dropped it, you fucking bitch.
I couldn't go back.
You couldn't.
And so.
Okay, maybe I would be fine with you crying over dropping a taco if it wasn't fucking Taco Bell. Fuck Taco Bell.
Right, listen up, bucko.
Bucko.
I'm poor.
I don't care. Taco Bell still sucks.
Alright,
doesn't mean shit. You can get good, cheap tacos.
Alright, whatever about your taco stuff.
If fucking Mexico could afford tacos, then you probably fucking could. You don't have to resort to making fucking Mexican black tar heroin.
Alright, so, I was crying, and my dad was like, okay.
I was crying.
Oh, your dad picked you up by your fucking skull and punched you into the wall.
No, that's a different story. And so...
Well, maybe you should have done your fucking homework.
And then, so my dad took the couch, and he chucked it out into the dumpster, and now we don't have a couch. Now we have a mattress in front of the TV.
Kind of a waste of a fucking couch.
It is, but there was a rat, and my dad's like, you just threw it out, and he's like, fuck it. It was great! I cried, and then I ate the taco off the floor. It was great.
Alright, so there... Your dad threw away a couch because a rat walked on it, but you ate a fucking taco off the ground?
Listen... I can explain.
How about you explain that, fat ass?
It's food, and I need sustenance.
Sustenance, Jeff.
You know, Red, I wish I could choke you out right now, but I can't.
What if I'm into that?
That's concerning.
Your mom is concerning.
Fucking god.
Apparently, T's mom's a little bitch.
Not really. She's a gamer.
Well, she raised a fucking shit child.
Nah, that was my aunt. She came in, she's like, you're a little wimp. And I was like, she's okay.
Call me!
Well, what? You're the one that fucking cried over a rat.
Yeah, well, not over a rat, over a taco.
You cried over a fucking taco! That's even...
Cause it's food! I need food!
Why'd you throw it on the ground?
Cause I jumped in the air!
Why'd you jump? You should've fucking grabbed the rat and crushed it with your fucking bare hands!
It scurried into the couch! I was scared that he was gonna crawl into my skin and make a little pasta on my organs. Okay! Ugh, my fucking cord is choking me.
Alright, T, I think you should end this one off with something funny. T, tell everyone a joke.
I really don't fucking know.
Fuck. There's no joke, buddy.
I don't know a joke. Do I just get a joke book? Just say my life is a joke.
Alright, go to piratejokes.org.
Oh my fucking god, I don't have time for this.
Oh my fucking god. Note. Okay, alright, here's my joke. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
What do you think? Alright, let's end this recording.